an amazing voice, and she can project. So we had to go back and hear them when they were doing their CD release party with the full band at Burren, and that was in May, and they really, they just had a command performance. They had us rapt attention. It was really just an amazing performance. They are playing at Thunder Road tomorrow. I believe they go on at 6 o'clock. I fortunately or unfortunately am going to be at a latke party. I'm very excited about the latke party, but it is the season where we have competing priorities. So, Katie, just make sure you let me know when you're playing again, because it's always wonderful to hear live music, and these young musicians are so talented. So after that was a song that she had actually sent my direction, Waitress by Hopalong, who is an influence of hers, the album Painted Shut. Then Rabbit Hole by Lisa Bastoni. The Wishing Hour following that was Scorpion, Lucy Kaplansky, Flesh and Bone. So Mike and I saw them live on Friday night, which was really fun. And it's kind of fun to say Lisa Bastoni and Lucy Kaplansky together. And then ended that set with another Jackal song, Homesick, from Keep Mother Sane. So one of the other DJs that I listen to quite frequently is Cousin Kate. She is on WZBC. She is on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And she does 4 hours of music every week. She does an hour of gospel at noon. And so some of my favorite musicians I have learned from Kate. And so she had the joy of listening to, going and hearing Leanne Womack recently, and she was very excited about that. So I'm going to start with a Leanne Womack song, and again, that's Maggie Bjorklund in the back. So we will turn down Maggie and turn up Leanne.
Maybe my heart is finally healing. Could it be dirty minds with a bottle of white wine and do some things that we can't take back. Cross every single line, get higher than a kite. Baby, what do you say to that? In the corner of this lane,
another candle at both ends. Burn another candle at both ends. Burn another candle at both ends. Burn another candle at two. Burn another candle at both ends. Burn another candle at both ends, baby. Burn another candle at both ends. Burn another candle with you.
Again, inspired by Cousin Kate, who is on WZBC Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, 4 hours of music every Sunday. And I started that set with Leanne Womack And the song is I Feel Like I'm Forgetting Something. I Feel Like I'm Forgetting Something. I Hope You Dance is the CD. Following that was Sonny Sweeney, Better Bad Idea. I really love that song. And that's from her album Trophy. And there's another song on that CD called Trophy, which I also absolutely love. Then was Jenny Lind. Jenny Lind, Burn Another Candle at Both Ends. From her CD, Burn Another Candle. She is going to be at Cantab on Tuesday, this Tuesday. So I think I may get myself down there and hear her live. So that will be super fun. We ended that set on a little bit of a mellow note. Alison Krauss, I Will. From her album, Now That I Found You. I've been listening to that CD for longer than I can remember. And it never grows old. So another DJ that I listen to is also on WMBR, along with Doug Gessler. Her name is Becca. She does a show on Wednesdays called Breakfast of Champions. She is one of the five Breakfast of the Champions DJs. I particularly like her show for many, many reasons, more than I'm going to get into right now. But I will say that she has introduced me to some very talented musicians, and one of them is Palehound. And Palehound actually got a Best of Boston Award this week for, I believe it was Best Alternative / Indie Musician Group. I'm not sure exactly what the award was. It's Alternative Indie Musician of some sort. So we are going to, once I get this lined up, start with some Palehound. And again, Maggie Bjorklund in the background. I will turn her down so we can continue with the show.
Over grown like a clover in my room.
keeps me up at night. She keeps me up at about you. Oh,
Okay, so those songs were all inspired by my friend Becca, who is on WMBR Wednesdays from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. I actually haven't met her in person, but I really enjoy her show. I think she does an outstanding job, and I think she does such an amazing job that I actually double donated to WMBR this year and will do an hour of airtime on her show, which I'm really super looking forward to. So I started that set with Pale Hound. The song is Room from A Place I'll Always Go, and they did get a Best of Boston award, so that was really exciting to hear. They will be coming to play locally soon on March 16th. They will be at the Sinclair, so I know where I will be that night. After that was Beach House, Gila from the album Devotion. I can't really say for sure. I think she introduced me to Beach House. I pretty much have a Beach House habit now, and I listen to Beach House almost every day. I teach a health promotion class at UMass Boston. I make them listen to Beach House, and so it's all good. After that, Strawberry Runners, Garden Hose from their CD In the Garden in the Night. Becca also does like a house concert series, and she hosted Strawberry Runners at one point. I unfortunately missed it, but I've been listening to them ever since. And then that set ended with Katie von Schleicher. I always feel badly because I'm not sure I'm saying her name correctly. I should have asked her. That was the song The Image from Something Hits. And so she was at Great Scott last Saturday night, so I got to go hear her perform, and she performs as well as she records. So then another DJ that I spend a lot of time with and share a similar taste in music is Ryan Doyen, who is the Music Savage show host. He is also preceded by In You All Along by Pete. And so every week I say that I could sleep on Fridays. I could sleep until noon, but I don't. I get up early to hear both of them. They're just really great DJs that spend a lot of time on putting their shows together, and it really shows. And that's not just a tagline. I really do wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I doze a little bit on Pete's show because it's super early. But he gets up at dark o'clock to come in here and spin some tunes. And then Ryan is on after that. Ryan and I actually met when we were both subbing for two other DJs and realized that we really had a lot of similarity in our musical taste. And so with that, I'm going to start with Lily Hyatt, who we saw live at Atwoods. I think we were both surprised that there wasn't a bigger turnout because Trinity Lane is really just really a great CD. So hopefully she'll be coming around touring soon again, because it would be really great to hear her again. And this is Maggie Bjorklund in the background. I think some of my songs are a little bit out of order. But as I said, it's a beautiful mess, or maybe as Casey Chambers did. So here we go with some Lily Hyatt.
Get bored, so I wanna get drunk. I know how that goes, so I ain't gonna touch it. I get bored and wanna find someone. I know how that goes, so I ain't gonna rush it. Gonna hang on a little bit longer, sleep well, work a little harder, put my faith in something I can't see. When it rains, this is living off of Trinity Lane.
Shall stray, so don't
Okay, well, it's unbelievably quiet in here, and the reason I say unbelievably because we've got like all these musicians in here, so this is really pretty exciting. Wow, I can't wait to hear what's coming up next. So anyway, that set goes out to my friend Ryan, who does the Music Savage show, and yes, we went and heard Lily Hyatt live at Atwood's, and then the Wild Reeds opened up for Lone Bellow. They sing a song, Catch and Release, and he turned to me after they finished it and said, that's about as country as they get. And so, of course, I've been playing that song pretty much nonstop. But instead, I played The World We Built. So if anybody noticed, okay, Lily Hyatt, the song was Trinity Lane off of the CD Trinity Lane, Wild Reeds, The World We Built off of the CD The World We Built, and First Aid Kit, Stay Gold, after, yes, you guessed it, their CD Stay Gold. And so thank you, Ryan, for introducing me to so many more musicians. If I played all the musicians that Ryan introduced me to, Brian would never get on the air, and he would not be happy about that. He's shaking his head, going like, no way.
We have a lot of people get on the air.
Absolutely. For Clay and Naomi, who are listening, early happy Hanukkah, because I hope you like First Aid Kit. Naomi, you heard First Aid Kit at my house, and I was kind of chuckling under my breath, because yes, we're going to hear First Aid Kit. They are coming to play, shoot, I had it written down, February 7th, House of Blues. So get your dancing shoes on for that. I have another song that I'm hoping that I can make this work, because Caroline Brennan is a musician who actually came into the station and didn't... Oh, no, I'm sorry. She called me. We did an interview on air. So I'm hoping that this all works out. I'm sometimes a little bit technically challenged, but as Casey Chambers says, it's a beautiful mess. So let me see if I can get this going. I have to make sure that everything else is off that should be off. It isn't. You would have gotten Sarah Watkins and Caroline Brennan, and that wouldn't have been cool. So let me see what I can do. And...
day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies.
Finishing up my 1 year anniversary show. I will get a little bit sappy. I won't get too sappy because there's a room full of people, so I can't get too worked up here. But this has been such an important year. I started that set with Caroline Brennan, who was one of the musicians who called in. So that was my first on phone interview, and she plays routinely down in the Cape, and I'm hoping that one of these over the winter, maybe I'll even find a bed and breakfast where I can go and hear her play live with her husband. We have a connection through her music and a personal connection through her father, who's a very talented musician and unfortunately had died way too young of cancer, and he's really a very special person. But his music passes on through his family, Caroline Henry Brennan, the daughter of Noel Henry, and that just was really important to me. After that was Jess Tardy with Blue Skies, and again, another song that I have a connection with. That's a song that my grandfather would sing, and so we have a lot of music in my family, and that's kind of where it started. My mother's a professional musician, my nieces, and I get to come on here and support people who are out there playing music, which I think is so important. It's so important to go out and listen to live music. I'm looking at a room full of musicians here of all ages, and it's really just such an honor to be able to play people who are not like the hit musicians that have big contracts, but are really very talented, put a little time and effort, put a lot of time and effort into their work, and that we get to play them. And then Jess Tardy, that CD was promoted by Sean Staples, and Sean Staples is a local musician who plays every Monday night at Atwood's Bluegrass Session, and he composed a song, Joy Comes Back. Again, my friends Clay and Naomi introduced me to Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem, who will be doing this version, who also, Ronnie Arbo came into the station, which I am so grateful for. But this song was written by Sean Staples, and it's a song that really speaks to me. I feel like this has been a year of radio, it's been a year of joy, and he brings that to my life by this song. I know that there's a women's shelter in Texas who has used these words to grow and strengthen. And so if I, I'm always a little nervous when I'm changing things over, but I think I've got it. And so Joy Comes Home, and then we'll have Brian Young Crash Course for the Ravers.